God, have you been in a situation like this before where like you make a comment about one of your friend's exes and they take it personally? Yeah. So it's tough. Like I've been in this before where I was literally was just kind of going along with like the, you know, he's this, he's that. And then like literally it backfired on me. Y'all, literally she opened up. She opened up about her friend's ex, and now, like, how does she make this better? We could use your advice in day one of our new format of Certified Mama's Boy with Ask My Mom. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Yo, what up? How are we? So one thing you're going to notice about the new episodes is that I'm not going to say what date it is anymore because you guys will not be listening probably on a consistent basis anymore, right? Like I don't expect you to wake up every Tuesday morning and be like, it's mama's boy time. You can check out our show, you know, whenever you want in the week. That's an honor and we appreciate that. So thank you for being here. We, though, are still a podcast that is based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Loud enough.
Oh. Yep. Okay. We take a day off and this is what happens.
Hi, honey.
This is why we shouldn't take time off. You see, she gets sloppy. This is the problem. Uh-huh. Don't keep her on an everyday schedule. Out. It just gets a little messy over here.
You've got to keep me moving every day.
Yeah, I'll tell you this right now. Whatever you do, please do not mix up the medicines you are supposed to be taking. It will have dramatic effects on your life. Yeah, literally, I went to bed. This is no BS. I went to bed literally at probably 6:20 on Friday night. And you're like, well, that sounds like a dream. And don't get me wrong. It's not a terrible situation. For my current standing of my life right now, there have been a lot worse things that have happened in the month of, I guess that was last month, but let's say in the last 30 days than going to bed at 6:20, I understand. But y'all, listen, like I know there's stories out here like this because I feel like I've talked about something similar on the radio show before, but God, this was God awful. So, well, I just don't know what I would have done. Like, thank God I had nothing to do. So I'm a supplement guy, as you know, and I probably take, I don't know, 10 different supplements. I got my Carob stuff. I have my other supplement, but throughout the course of the day, it's probably 10 supplements. And I've been working with a naturopathic doctor out of California for a while too. And so when I had all these, you know, this concussion issue, she was recommending all these new vitamins and everything that I should be taking to try to heal faster and whatever. So get all these vitamins I'm supposed to be taking all kind of types of days with food, without food. I feel like my dad has like this like medicine regimen that he's on. I do it, but just with vitamins, right? Certain times a day, you know, without food, with food, you know, without sleep, with alcohol. It's just crazy, right? Like so many things. So I come upstairs on Friday and I'll kind of, part two will explain this better, but I was really dizzy. I was super, super, super dizzy. Like the worst that I've been week and a half, right? And I'm like, oh my God, like I worked out way too hard. I screwed up everything. I've taken a huge step back. I was so upset, right? So that's all that was on my brain was like, just like checking, you know, if you've been through something similar where you're just kind of checking your symptoms constantly, right? Of like, okay, is it better? Is it worse? I think it's worse. I think it's, well, yeah, it's definitely worse. And so I'm like, okay, well, I have to go take this one supplement because I have to take it in between, actually, which I did not take before I started recording. Oh, damn it. Now I'm off schedule again. See, this is the problem.
Oh, no.
So I went over and I just like grabbed the supplement really quick and I'm just not paying attention. And as I'm like putting it in my mouth and like I feel it swallow and I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't feel like the right pill that I'm supposed to be taking right now. Uh-oh. That doesn't feel like that was like the one that I should have been taking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think that makes sense to anybody because y'all probably don't take 150 supplements a day, but like, I'm like, that just didn't feel right going down. And that's when I was like, uh-oh. Now, two of my supplements are from the exact same company, right? And they are, they're in the exact same bottle. They just have a different label. Even the label looks almost identical. The names are just different on them.
No.
One of them is called NAC, which I take for my ear issue. It's like supposed to help with inflammation of your ears. And the other one is melatonin. Now, at this time for doing a time check, it's 4:45 in the afternoon, and I've literally just taken the melatonin. If you don't know what a melatonin is, that's basically like a Tylenol PM, like a natural Tylenol PM, right? Mm-hmm. So I have now taken a sleeping pill at basically 4:30 in the afternoon. So you're kind of like, whoa. Oh. No. What do I do? Like
on a Friday when you're already so super tired.
Well, that was the thing is, I mean, I had nothing to do, so it wasn't like I was like, oh my god. Like I know I've talked. Sorry, I know I've talked about stories like this before, and I've heard people tell me that they've taken like Tylenol PM before they went to work, or like I remember one time, and I don't remember how this topic came up, but I had a guy call in and say that he was supposed to be like hanging out with like meeting his in-laws for the first time, and like took a sleeping pill accidentally. And like fell over or something.
So I know these things happen. Listen, their conversation.
Yeah, like awful. It's not the worst. God. It's not the worst thing that could have happened in the world because it was just a Friday night. But like literally, I was like, well, maybe I can like fight through this because what I found with melatonin is if you take it and like you wait long enough, like eventually you kind of like get past it in a sense. So I'm like, well,
yeah, maybe like it wears off.
Yeah, maybe like in an hour or so. Like it's typically like if I take a melatonin, I'm not like in bed within like an hour. Mm-hmm. It's basically just ain't gonna do shit for me. So right. I'm like, well, maybe if I just wait up like an hour, because that's gonna throw my whole sleep schedule off. I'm like, what else would you do? You know, like mom, if you took a melatonin at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like what would your thought process be?
You just gotta wait it out.
Would you just
you don't
like
want to go to bed? You don't want to go to bed at 4:30. You'll be up at 2 o'clock.
Well, that was it too, right? So I'm like, well, maybe I could like try to like throw this up or something, right? Like maybe no. I could, like get it out of my stomach before like something happens, because then, you know, I could stay up and so I don't know, 9 or something, and then be on a normal schedule, because right, then that's the problem, right? Then like what the hell is this gonna do my normal sleep schedule?
Right.
So I decided I'm gonna try to like fight this. I'm just gonna like go and like fight this. I'd order some Thai food. I'm like, I'm just gonna eat my Thai food. And I'm just gonna like just fight through this, man. And like, if I can just fight through it till like 9 o'clock, 8:39, then like I'll be good. I'll be back on track again.
We can take another one.
Y'all, literally, I'm like sitting in bed. I'm like, let me just sit here for a couple. Pass the fuck out. Like passed out. Like done for the day. Oh. Over. Sleep. Right. Like I wake up. It's 11:30 at night now. So now. Now here's your next problem. Now it's 11:30. I've slept for about 5 or 6 hours, which for me is typically how long I sleep anyway. Right. And like I wake up and I feel like a spring chicken. I'm like, well, great. Like I can take on the night now. Like what? So like, what do you do? What do you do? You know, like how do you save this? The only thing I can think to do is to do what? Take more melatonin. So I took another melatonin, right? Now, so I was probably up for like an hour at that point, fell back asleep at 12:30 and was up at like 4, and then groggy the entire day. My body was so confused on Saturday what the hell I was trying to do and like what direction I was trying to go. It was like, are we sleeping during the day now? Are we awake?
Oh, no.
It was like, you ever have like that Tylenol PM hangover? It was kind of felt like that.
No.
Where like my body really wasn't quite sure if I was sleeping or awake or whatever. So just a word of advice, like just check your labels. And we have a funny story, because I know these stories are funny. Because I know that if you take a sleeping pill in the morning, like you're really, like imagine if I took that. Because I have to take one also at about, I take it first thing when I wake up in the morning, I take it twice a day, like at 4 a.m. and like 4 p.m. basically. And so like, imagine if I took the melatonin at 4 a.m. and I had a morning show to do.
Oh,
like,
geez.
What would I do?
There wouldn't be
a solution at that point. Luckily, I just go to sleep. And, as always, if you have a funny
you just
story,
have to
we lay always
your head down on your desk.
And that'd be it. I couldn't say anything. It'd be so bad. Right. So. If you get a funny story you want to share, and that's kind of the difference with our podcast, we always want to hear your stories too. So 888-Kramer-8, 888-Kramer-8. You can call us and tell us your story, and we'll put it on the podcast. Well, give us a pregnancy update over here, Mom. You were in Knoxville over the weekend, and did it feel weird, by the way, on Sunday when we didn't have to record a show? Because my body was like 4:30. It was like, okay, start getting ready. Get ready for the big show.
We went to Knoxville on Friday and came home on Sunday, and it was weird because usually on Sunday, you know, I'm kind of watching the time.
Right, yeah, stressful.
what am I going to do so that I'm ready, you know, to record at 5? And I normally, you know, we were out of town, I would have been tracking back to say, oh, well, we probably need to leave by 11, even though it's only 3 or 4 hours, just to be sure we get home in time, blah, blah, blah. So it was weird. Yes, it was very weird, but it was also very nice, you know, because we could stay till after lunch and we didn't have to.
Because Sunday like, almost didn't feel like a day anymore, didn't it? Like it almost felt like, I mean, I did the math. I think it was Marcy that said, like, enjoy your Sunday. It's been a long time since you had one. I did the math and it's been about 150 Sundays.
Wow.
That, I mean, you think 3 years, that's about, you know, 52 Sundays, which technically we do every Sunday, but let's just say it's about 150 Sundays, you know, that we.
Wow.
We had to work, you know, so it's kind of weird. But anyway, so you were in Knoxville for the weekend. Yeah. My sister, by the way, Dramaggie, is pregnant with triplets, in case you don't know. And you guys had gone up there for her birthday. She just turned 34?
Uh-huh.
34. And so give me your grandma-to-be update of what you're kind of assessing with the situation here.
Well, she was much larger than the last time I saw her just a couple of months ago. And so that was kind of fun to see her, you know, really obviously pregnant. She's doing great.
Do they have that? I know that women do this thing, and I don't know, this may be like so out of date because I feel like none of my friends are pregnant right now. So I don't know if this is like old school or not, but like, it's like at this time, you're the size of a... you know what I mean? Like, because she has to be, because again, she's having triplets. So, like, I'm assuming she's like getting pretty large. I mean, we posted a picture on the Certified Fans page so you can see. I mean, she doesn't look like too crazy, but she also has like a couple months to go here.
Yeah. She's got hopefully 3 months to go. So, she's obviously pregnant. And she says it's funny because people are already saying to her, like, you know, just strangers in the grocery store line or whatever. Oh, when's your baby due? And she says, it's triplets, December. And they go, oh.
I don't know how have a normal life again. Like, it's almost like you're, like, I don't know how you can't not talk about having triplets ever again. You know what I mean? Like, the rest of your life, it's going to be, you got three kids together, all look the same. If you're like massively pregnant, like, I kind of feel like your whole identity basically is going to turn into like, I have triplets, you know, like, this
is my life
now. But
you know, there's a lot of lovely things about that. I mean, she'll go through all the stages at one time, you know, like she won't be, I was thinking about this.
It's probably pros and cons, right? Like, I think that, I think there's pros and cons, right? Like, yeah, sure, you can have everything done together.
If you have three kids 2 or 3 years apart, then you're changing diapers and potty training for, you know, 6 years. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
On the other hand, you also have three babies and diapers at the same time. You got three sets of diapers to change. That's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of thought through this, and I definitely agree that you know, having multiples have to have its benefits, but also are going to have something with anything in life, right? It's pros and it's cons, you know.
Yeah.
How is she feeling though? Any kind of updates on like how she's like her vibe of like soon to be mom for the first? Because keep in mind too, my sister never had a baby before, so this would be not only her first but three at the same time.
Yeah, today on the sonogram she could actually see the baby girl's face and her little hands, and the little boys were hiding behind it, so behind the little girl, so they couldn't see the little boys, but she could definitely see the little girls taking shape, and that's so strange.
I know,
to see
so
a little
weird
face forming, little hands forming, and it's just miraculous, you know.
I wish that we could like do a game where we like guess like her. And I don't know if this is like weird or offensive, or I'm just talking off the dome here. But like how many inches she'll actually be by the time of having three babies inside of her. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. That's like a condo or something, man. Like, what the hell?
Well,
it's such a unique experience, and not a lot of people get to experience. So how are you feeling? Like as we're getting closer to grandmotherdom, because I don't have kids. My brother don't have kids. Yeah. My sister's, you know, having her first litter of children over here. how are you feeling?
Oh, excited. It's very exciting, you know. We're now starting to, you know, really get into the nursery and, decorating that, and I've got to start working on my house at some point to get ready for them. And yeah, it's very exciting. It's fun.
So we're about 3 months out now at this point. So there's your grandmother to be update with Mama Nancy over here.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something that we, you know, it's, we now have two shows a week, in case you don't know. And so it's going to be tricky because I want to make sure that, like, if you listen to only Tuesday's show, and if you're wondering, like, wait, when do I get the Thursday show? Well, Thursday show is only going to be for certified fans. So if you're not a certified fan, make sure you're subscribed because you'll be getting another show on Thursday. So I've got to, and I have to really try to do a good job of making sure that the stories stay congruent, right? So, like, if on the Tuesday podcast we talk about something, well, it's actually, it probably works like the other way. Like, if we talk about something on the Thursday show that's only for certified fans, then that's kind of tricky when we, you know, then have to come back on Tuesday and we have, you know, more people listening. So I have to really try to stay cognizant. So today I want to do a couple things when it comes to everything going on with, you know, this whole assault and robbery situation. I kind of want to talk about Thursday. I'm going to, because I feel way more comfortable over on that show to talk more freely because it's a way smaller audience. It's not public. Like, it's, you know, it just feels a little safer than, because there's still some parts of this story that make me uncomfortable and I don't really want to talk about it 100% publicly. So we'll get into some pretty crazy details about the situation on Thursday's show. And I hope you understand that, like, it just feels a little bit safer over there. But today I want to talk about something we started to kind of to delve into last week. And I forget exactly what the quote was that we had, Mom, but there was a quote about, like, you know, basically, like, you have these gifts and, like, we give these, like, these gifts to the world, like, to us, they don't mean anything, right? Like, I was sharing how, to me, doing a radio show, even doing this podcast, like, it doesn't feel like I'm like doing, I just kind of enjoy doing it, you know, like, but then I'll hear from people and they're like, oh my God, like, Kramer, like, I was going through this really hard time and you know, this, that was, that show really kept me going, that, you know, and I'm like, what the crazy girl confessions, you know, like, what, like, what, like, like, I'm just trying to put on an entertainment program, but thank you. You know, obviously this podcast is way deeper, but, like, when I hear that people like the radio show means something to you, like, it always, like, takes me, like, makes me, like, take a step back because I don't think of it as anything other than, like, a silly yuck radio show, right? That I enjoy putting on most days. And, but, you know, some people, it really, I get it because when I was going through my divorce, there were a couple shows that I listened to pretty religiously, some of my friends and some other radio colleagues podcast of their radio shows. And it was really comforting. And it made me, I don't know, there was, like, this sense of, like, I don't know, like, you just didn't feel so alone. And that was, like, kind of like what, when I started launching this podcast, was kind of like, okay, I just don't want you to ever feel alone in the world. And so we were always here to kind of talk through life and everything else. Right. So I guess I kind of get it, but it still just makes me laugh because it's just like, I don't feel like I'm providing anything to the world with this podcast. I don't feel like I'm providing anything to the world with a radio show, especially, like, I just don't, like, I'm just putting on, I'm just doing my job and, you know, enjoy talking to you guys. So here is kind of how this plays into what's going on. So, y'all, it's been like chaos, as you can imagine, right? Like, just between, like, the legality parts of it, the police, the detectives, and, like, doing all that side, then there's like the health part, right? Like with the health, like, everything in my body is, like, not quite working, all right? So I'm having to talk to, like, a million different, try to, like, figure out between, like, a million different doctors, and I'm a hypochondriac, so it makes it even worse, right? Trying to, like, who do I need to talk to? Is this normal? Blah, 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 blah. And then there's obviously, like, the healing side of, like, not doing too much because I need to, like, rest, and, like, I can't even really still, like, the radio show is so challenging right now. But the brain fog is getting better, which feels good. I don't find myself at much of a loss for words. In any loss of words that I'm having is just my typical not good broadcasting. So I'm back to being mediocre at what I do now. So that's fine. But it's not 100%, but it's definitely 80% better, which, you know, is reassuring. But I'll tell you, so, like, the one thing that's still really, really bad is, like, my dizziness, especially with vision. And I have, like, it seems to be, I still can't really watch internet videos, even being on my phone, my eyes strain way like really fast. Like I just can't, my eyes aren't working. My brain eye combination that just isn't right now. And that's stressful because,
yeah,
well, it's just, it's like, I like, and it's, if it is getting better, like it's getting better very slowly. So it's frustrating because it's like, I still can't really, it's just not normal. And like, you're always thinking, and I don't think you realize how often you're around moving videos and pictures. And like, I mean, everything is so crazy in our world. Like you don't like, even like just sitting here recording this show and I'll try to like, for those who don't know how to like work with audio or anything. So audios and like when you see it visually, it's like in a way, it's called a waveform, right? So it's like this, you know, you almost like see it like a heartbeat monitor, right? Like I'm sure you've probably seen it before. Like music visually is kind of like all these waves. And as we record this podcast, like this wave form is like moving across the screen. So we can kind of see where our levels are at. And like even that like moving is like making my brain feel crazy. So it's just like there's no stopping like moving things around you. And like I know that, but it just makes my head feel crazy. My eyes feel crazy. It's just not a good situation. That's stressful, right? And when I went to the doctor on Thursday, she was basically just like, well, you know, let's give it a couple more weeks and let's see how it goes. And when your vision and your whole perception of life is off, like you don't want to wait one more day. I don't want to wait. I don't want my life to feel like this for another 2-3 weeks. I just don't. Like I want to have this back as soon as possible because I just if everything, like my bruises are healed pretty much now. Like my brain fog is way better. Headaches are way better. Like everything's way better, but I still feel like this vision thing is really tricky. So I'm stressing, right? So I'm gonna go back to using your gifts and like don't forget that, like you so matter to, even if you just feel like my job is silly, like you so matter to like the everybody and everything and how this world works. So I've told you that like my favorite thing about working on the radio is when there's ever an issue or you need something solved, like you're typically always connected to someone. There's always somebody that knows somebody or is the person that you're looking for, right? So when I went on the air Thursday and shared kind of what happened with, you know, and the radio version was like the most watered down of all of it, right? I actually heard from a woman who is the head of concussions for one of the local hospitals here. And I'm going to try to, I didn't ask if I could like talk about this. So I'm just going to keep it vague, but she specializes in concussions. She didn't actually hear the radio show, but she listens to our show and she just happened to see the Instagram post that I posted on our Kramer and Jess page. And she reached out and she's like, hey, you know, I don't know if I can be of service, but I know concussions can be scary. And so, you know, if I can help in any way, just let me know. And I was like, oh my God, what? So
wow.
She, like, this is like, just like the, not small world, but like by off chance, it just happens to work out is that she is currently not, and I won't, again, I didn't ask to like share any of her story, so I'm not going to get too specific here, but like she's not actually at work right now. She's actually off of like typical work schedule. So she's like, well, I'm not in the office, but like I can help you as much as I can, like over the phone. And so she is currently been assisting me. She talked to me on the phone for about 45 minutes on Friday, Thursday, and kind of walked me through everything and listened to my symptoms. And like, she was like, hey, you know, like when you go through concussions, like there's all these different parts of your brain that are trying to heal and some heal faster than others. And here's a bunch of exercise. She gave me some exercises to do for my eyes. She got me connected with a physical therapist. She's like, I want to get you into a physical therapist as soon as possible. She goes, I'm also going to give you some like physical exercises. She basically wanted me to go ride the bike for 30 minutes every day because she's like, we need to start getting some moderate exercise in you too because that's going to help your brain. And so she gave me like the exact workouts I need to be doing, which I was very dizzy because I went way too hard and we just have to kind of figure out like where my brain is. And so like, and so I said something to her, I'm like, oh my God, because obviously y'all, I've been like so anxious over this. Like I know that all the cell phone stuff and the stolen property, like that can be replaced. Does it suck? Yeah, like it sucks. But if I can't get my like body back, like that's going to be like the biggest tragedy of it all, right? Like stressful. It's so stressful. Like my hearing still isn't quite right. Vision isn't quite right. Still kind of dizzy. Like if I can't get it back, like that's going to be so sad. So to have somebody, and all the doctors have just kind of been like, I don't know, they just don't really, now they don't care, but they just don't really know what to do with it, I guess, you know? They're just kind of like, well, you're going to get better, so just keep on waiting it out. And like,
right.
But to have somebody, and so I told him, like, listen, you have no idea, like, how appreciative I am that you, like, took the time to, like, do all this. And she's so modest about it, and she's like, you know, let me see, just like, just like what I do, you know, like, I don't just I mean, I'm happy to hop on the phone with you. It's not like it's a big deal or anything, but to me, like, that was a the biggest, like, the best news I've had in weeks, you know, that, like, I've got somebody that I'm able to, like, talk to about all this, that has the time and the ability to do it, you know, somebody that knows what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
So that just, like, made me think about, like, what we were talking about last week. And I wanted to kind of bring it into this week's podcast, because, like, no matter what you do, like, you, your role is, like, important in people's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I can't sit here and if this podcast or the radio show or whatever, like, means something to you, like, it's an honor. Like, it's an honor that it means that to you. And does it mean a lot to me? I mean, I enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if it's ever, like, held a spot in your life, but I mean, I don't care what it is you do.
Right.
Like, Mom, obviously you had a pretty easily impactful job. Like, we could easily point to, like, you know, the impact you had. But I would say all of us have some type of impact. Like, don't forget that. No matter what it is that you do, like, think like bigger picture about truly what you're doing and how it affects people in the positive.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. We all have our own special gifts, and we never know when something that we say or do is going to really touch another person's life.
Yeah.
So it's
important,
just an awareness of that, you know, that we need to just be aware of how important our words and actions are, and how much they mean to others, and to value the gifts we have, and to not say, well, I don't have any gifts, you know. We all have gifts.
Right.
We all have gifts.
So try to big picture your job for a second, you know, like how do you, maybe we can talk about on the Certified Fans page too, like, big picture your job. Like, how are you really helping people? Like, how does your job really impact people, you know, on like a daily basis? And then like take a second, like, appreciate that, because I don't feel like we do. I think we're just like, well, this is just my job. And yes, obviously you get paid for what you do. I get paid to go do the radio show. I don't get paid to do this podcast, but like, I get paid to, like, go do the job. And like, I don't know. There's just, don't forget that, like, you're really, you know, don't forget like the big picture here, because you'll get kind of lost in, like, even on your hard days, think about, like, what you really do and, like, you know, what it's doing to people. So, all right, we're going to do a quote for today. I don't know how this new show looks yet, y'all. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. We're kind of just figuring out as we go.
One show at a time.
Yeah, I wanted to do quote of the day for a while, at least, and just kind of see it. It's not even quote of the day anymore. It's kind of just like quote of the week, because it's not really one of the day. So you only got to do one quote as of now, Mom. Like, yeah, don't mess it up.
This is the quote.
No fun Friday, no nothing. Like, it's just the quote.
Tuesday,
this has got to be impactful. Like, it's got to be an impactful quote that sticks with us for a whole entire week.
Oh, man.
So what do we have, Mom? Yeah, this is it.
This is from Maxime Lagasse. Your sadness is a gift. Don't reject it. Don't rush it. Live it fully and use it as fuel to change and grow. And I love that, because, you know, when we are in a sad place, we just think, oh my God, we're never going to get beyond this. This is so horrible what I'm going through. But really, you know, our sadness, if we really take the time to just be with it, just to sit with it and to just let it flow, let it be, there's always a lesson or lessons in it that will really serve us well in our life.
It's the worst. But it's the worst.
It is. It is.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. Go ahead.
You know, not to reject it. I mean, that was the problem that, you know, we had in my family when my mother died, was that my dad didn't want us to be sad.
Yeah.
So, you know, he tried to make everything okay when it wasn't okay. My mother had died. It was a huge loss to us. And
but so back in the day, you weren't supposed to be sad, right? Like nobody was sad. Y'all just smiled all the time.
No. But I mean, he really just kind of, you know, picked himself up by his bootstraps, and kind of we all did that. We just, you know, the three of us, my brother and my dad and I, just picked up our lives and kind of kept going. We really didn't talk about it. We just didn't grieve it. We just did not grieve it.
Yeah.
And it would have been so much easier for us. I mean, I think my life would have been changed, and I know my brothers would have been different, and I'm sure my dad too, if we had the skills. We didn't have the life skills, really, to know how to grieve properly.
That's what I'm saying. Like all these hard, and again, like when you start to get up in the 30s, 40s, like you realize that like all these sad times, you do grow from them. But like, mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I have to say, I do wonder, like, what is this whole robbery thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like the hell?
What's the lesson?
Like what, other than like, because like obviously we're talking about the physical side, emotionally it's not good. And I'm not like, it's okay when I'm like at home, I'm not like sad or like what. I mean, I have moments, and we'll talk about more. I found out some crazy news that we'll talk about over on the Certified Fan Show on Thursday, or More Mama's Boy. I start calling it More Mama's Boy, so you know what it's called. That kind of like rocked me a little bit, but I'm fine when I'm at home. And I'm fine when I'm at work, but like in between the two, if I go outside, if I go do anything now, man, like my life's different. It's not the same. It's not the same that it was. And you know, September the 11th.
Well, the world looks different to you now.
Yeah, it does. Like I'm kind of as
it was before, and
assuming everyone's about to attack me, which like sucks. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So there's some work to be done there, but I don't know. Like I can't wait for the day where I'm like, oh, thank God that robbery happened.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God they whooped my ass.
No, but, you know, that's how the horrible things in our life become a gift to us, is to look for.
I'm going to wait.
Look for the gifts in them.
I'm going to wait that one out. Can't wait to share that one on the podcast list. But for today, I don't know. Okay, so typically we come on here and we thank certified fans. We are going to drop the shout out because really Thursday's show is going to be where we're just going to go over and chat. You know, we'll have all the time in the world just to like talk about just gossip. I'm actually really looking forward to More Mama's Boy because I don't really have a platform right now where I can like kind of gossip and talk to a small group of people, you know, like everything now is like, I mean, we have, you know, ton of listeners all over the country and world actually. And like, it's still pretty broad reach. I'm not quite sure who's like, I know exactly who is listening when it comes to your More Mama's Boy. So like, I can know who's got access to it, who doesn't, you know, so things like that. So I think we're going to drop the shout out. But what I'll do here instead is typically I'll just give you a rundown of what's coming up on Thursday show and remind you how to join if you want to go listen for More Mama's Boy. So, I mean, obviously I've already told you, Leah, our therapist friend, by the way, is going to be on our Thursday show, More Mama's Boy, this week. And there's like, and I don't know if this is like a really, really crappy way to feel, but there's something about what people are saying to me right now that's getting me so mad. And like, I just got to digest this. And I don't really want to talk about it publicly because it might come off sounding rude and insensitive, but it's how I'm feeling. And so I would need to talk that out with Leah. Plus, I will share more details about what's going to, what I found out from this whole robbery, you know, assault situation. And it was pretty like, wow, this is a lot. So anyway, that's going to be on More Mama's Boy this week. If you don't know how to get More Mama's Boy, that's for our certified fans only. And to become a certified fan, it's a $6 a month contribution to our show. We are very thankful. And like, hopefully now too, especially like if you listen to Mama's Boy, just certified Mama's Boy every single day for years, I know that like this week probably feels a little different and not so great, right? Like it kind of seems like, this is like a loss, right? But I hope that, you know, it'll become a new routine and we'll get into our swing again. And because I get it, like when my podcasts go on break, if they're not there, when I expect them to be there, it just sucks. It's just not a good feeling. So I hate that we're a part of that. But I want to remind you that we do have more Mama's Boys on Thursdays now. And so if you want to become a certified fan and get those, just text the word fan, F-A-N-S, it's fans, sorry, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And you can join us with that contribution to the show. We appreciate that. And you can also go to certifiedmamasboy.com, or there's a link in the show notes as well. Just click on, actually, I'm going to add a new link that says, you know, click here to get the more Mama's Boy episodes. So look for multiple ways for you guys to join us and come on over to the more Mama's Boy episode on Thursday. So today, though, we have Ask My Mom. This was the, and always is, the highest, I don't want to say rated because we don't really have ratings per se, but we were talking to certified fans over the weekend about like what segments that you like and what segments, you know, and I was just trying to grasp on like what should, because we don't have five shows anymore. So what really needs to make the cut when we move this into 2 days a week? And so Ask My Mom, though, has always been such a highly requested segment that we do. So it's not going anywhere. I don't know that we're going to do it every single week per se, but we're at least going to do more often, because I know that you guys like this. And honestly, we get enough emails to be able to do this. And now, especially since we're only doing it at least maybe probably once a week, but don't feel like you can't reach out to us anytime. You know, if you are if you got a dilemma that you're going through, you can go to certifiedmamasboy.com and click on contact us and just tell us what's going on. My mom will read us to everyone here on the podcast. She'll give you her motherly advice. And then we, as your podcast family, hop in with our two cents as well. So Mom, what we got going on today?
Okay. Dear Mama Nancy, I have been best friends with one of my friends since we were kids. I'm talking about a 20-year friendship. Whenever I needed help, she was there for me. I had a baby and she helped with daycare. I was laid off from my job and she helped us financially. She's always been my rock, no matter what happens. But now there's a problem. Lisa needs me and I don't know how to be a friend to her. I think I screwed up. She just came out of a bad relationship and a horrible divorce. She needed me to be there for her, but instead of helping and listening, I told her what I thought. I told her that her ex was bad news and she was too good for him. I told her getting rid of that loser was best for her and he's nothing but a dog. She says I'm a bad friend for telling her that, and she feels even worse. She said she loved this guy and I had no right to judge him or her. I think I screwed up. I didn't want to lose my friend, but at the same time, I told her the truth. Isn't this something she needs to hear? Whew.
Yeah, God, they're the worst. The absolute worst. I hate these kind of situations. They're so uncomfortable. They're so wildly uncomfortable.
They are, because you want to be consoling.
Yeah.
And you want to try to make them feel better, and to, especially if this is how you feel about him, you know, your thought is that by telling her that, that would make her feel better because she would see him in the same way.
Right.
But obviously that's not the case.
Yeah, she does. You're like, oh my God, your ex husband's a piece of shit. You know, like that's, God, that is, you know, so hard. What do you think, Mom? Like, was she in the wrong by saying?
I mean, the thing is, the damage is done now. I think it's always best to just be present and listen. And if they ask you what you think, and it's not something positive, then say, are you sure you really want to know what I think? Because you may not like it. You know, just sort of let them know up front that, you know, they may not agree with what you have to say. But in this case, you know, she's already said it. She knows what she should have done is just to listen and, you know, help her the best way she can. What I think I would do is just let her know that was my truth of the situation that I expressed, and I'm sorry that it hurt her, and I didn't mean to be judgmental of her or him, but that I love her and I care for her, and I just was trying to be helpful, and, you know, I did it out of love, just out of love.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, she'll understand it. And if she doesn't right away, you know, she hopefully will come around.
I don't know, man. Like, so I think I've told this story before, and I'll leave the subject out of the person out of this, but I was once working in a radio situation where my co-host at the time was in a romantic relationship that was extremely toxic. It had been long distance, and it was on again, off again. They were both kind of running around. He at least was running. It was just chaos, right? And it was all off the air, by the way. So the listeners didn't know, but really about, well, they knew the positive stuff, but behind the scenes, they didn't know the chaos that was like happening, right? Mm-hmm. And so I, at one point, like, she was like, okay, like, enough is enough. She came in one day, she's really upset. And she was like, you know, that's, you know, enough. And, you know, we're breaking up, and he's such a jerk, and this, he's that, and he's this, and he's that, and he's this. And like, for the next, I don't know, month or so, we like sat there and like, just as I think that's what you do, is like, if your friend's coming, they talk trash about their ex, like, you kind of talk trash about them too, right? Like, you also kind of hop in and just to even if like, you don't even fully believe it, like, you just try to, like, you're on their side. Like, for example, right, Dan, exactly. Dan's like my best friend, right? If Dan came to me and was like, yeah, you know, I'm breaking up with this girl, and she's, you know, I'm getting divorced and this, that. I mean, I'm going to like support my friend and kind of just be like, I'm not going to be, no, you need to really think, you're just going to let them vent and kind of get it out. Right. And that's kind of what it was in the situation. Right. So we did that. And then like 2 weeks later, they're like back together. And like, it was almost like our relationship never got back on track. It's almost like she held it against me that like I said these things about him that like she was saying. Does that make sense? It was almost like she was, I don't know, I'm not mad, but like almost insecure that like I would like, I felt that way about the guy that she's dating again. And like, so she like never opened up about it. She never talked. And like, we just are kind of like the friendship part of it just like fell away because we just couldn't like, I don't know. It just got weird ever since then. It just got
weird. You're talking about you and the girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You and Dan.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it just right. never, like, there's one radio show that some of y'all listen to that, like, it just never, it just never got right again. And so ever since then, I'm like, I'm not saying anything bad about anybody's ex-partner for, like, for 90 days. Like, 90 days, I'm not saying bad. Like, I'm like, well, yeah, yeah, no, whatever. But, like, I'm not saying one bad thing. It's like, it really put a weird hold and like I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like, it just totally changed the dynamic of the show. And like, that's really when I was like, I don't know, this is gonna work. But anyway, yeah, that was true. So when it comes to this, I mean, the damage is done, but I think my mom gave some good advice on that. But I guess the bigger question is, so what are we supposed to do about people when they talk about their exes? Are we not supposed to say anything bad?
You know, I think it's always best just to listen. And like I said, if they ask you what you think, then tell them. But if you think they're not going to like what you have to say, let them know ahead of time, you know?
Then don't say anything.
Are you sure you really want to hear what I have to say? Because I'm going to tell you what I think, you know?
Yeah.
Because
lying,
that's what you're
is the best policy.
No, it's not.
I mean, who's been in a spot like this? Like, have you, is it best to like say something honestly, or like, should she have just kept her mouth shut? Like, let's talk about this. You know, you can call us, text us as always, 888-Kramer-8. You can also go and talk about this on the Certified Fans page, because I would kind of like to know who else has been in a spot like this. I know I have, and it was just like so uncomfortable. So 888-Kramer-8. Mom, our first 2-day-a-week show is done.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
I think it's good enough.
A little longer than usual, but I liked it.
That's okay. That's okay. It's a good kickoff.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love you.
To say when we don't talk every day.
That's right. See what happens? You still have no new stories, but we have more to catch up on. So
I'll have to work on making life more exciting.
Mom Tent's going to be about 45 minutes next time, though. She's going to talk about all the internet pages that she's looked at. So
exactly. Lots to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Honey.
I love you.
Love you forever.
So how's it feel? Does it feel kind of normal just to have, you know, these up? I mean, I don't know. It felt good today. It feels fun to sit down. I don't feel stressed. I feel like we can, I don't know. I don't feel like rushed. I don't feel overwhelmed. I just enjoy sitting down talking with you today. So, but let me know. I'm always here for your feedback. You know that. Like I promised you when we created this podcast in 2020 that we would build this together. And so I always want your feedback. How does it feel being now, you know, 1 day a week for some people, 2 day for others? How do you feel like today's show flowed? Anything you feel like we're missing or want more of? You know, always, please. I want to know what you want here because there's only one person I got to keep happy, and that's you. So, well, and myself and my mom. So three people got to keep happy. You, my mom, and myself. So, all right. Love you so much. We will do this again. Hopefully a Thursday you'll come join us by texting the word fans, F-A-N-S to 888-Kramer-8. But if not, have the best week ever, and I'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.